From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Britain, France, and the United States are strongly condemning Russia's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his government's role in a suspected chemical weapons attack that killed scores of people, including children. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Moscow needs to rethink its alliance with Syria.
Well, there's no doubt in our mind that the Syrian regime, under the leadership of Bashar al-Assad, is responsible for this horrific attack. And we think it's time that the Russians really need to think carefully about their continued support of the Assad regime.
The attack in a rebel-held area of Idlib province sparked global moral outrage. President Trump described the attack as, in his words, an affront to humanity that cannot be tolerated. Trump says the Obama administration bears some responsibility for the ongoing acts of the Assad regime.
Well, I think the Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world, because it was a blank threat. I think it was something that was not one of our better days as a country.
Meantime, President Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Florida beginning Thursday, and North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussion. Wednesday's launch came after Trump threatened that the United States is prepared to go it alone to counter the North's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of UN security resolutions. This is VOA News. President Trump has removed his chief political strategist, Stephen Bannon, from the National Security Council. The New York Times late Wednesday reported a White House official said Bannon resisted the move, even threatening at one point to quit if it went forward. Some lawmakers and industry insiders had said it was inappropriate for Bannon to serve on the high-level White House panel that discusses pressing national security concerns. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will travel to Russia after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy next week. The State Department announced Tillerson will meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, to discuss Ukraine, counterterrorism efforts, and bilateral relations. The Russian foreign ministry confirmed the trip. Africa's biggest refugee crisis is getting bigger by the day. From northern Uganda, VOA's Jill Craig reports thousands of South Sudanese are crossing into Uganda, seeking refuge from the violence and food shortages in their own country.
The buses keep rolling in, bringing more South Sudanese from border points in northern Uganda to refugee settlements, their new homes for the foreseeable future. In Busia, only a short footbridge separates South Sudan from Uganda. The newcomers often arrive malnourished, thirsty, and exhausted. 30-year-old Abui John Tadeo was a mathematics teacher before he fled on foot with his wife and three children. He arrived at the border 2 hours ago and is waiting for a bus to take him and his family to the Kaluba collection point.
I need to live here because there's a lot of shooting, looting, so we are tired. That's why we need to live here, so that we rest a little bit.
Like Tadeo, many of these new arrivals are from Yei and other places in the Equatoria region, which has experienced intense fighting. More than 816,000 South Sudanese refugees have come to Uganda fleeing violence. Jill Craig, VOA News, in northern Uganda.
Germany is threatening to slap social media companies with huge fines if they do not act quickly enough to remove hate speech from their websites. Chancellor Angela Merkel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a measure that would fine websites like Facebook and Twitter up to $55 million if they do not do enough to censor comments that violate German speech law. Germany has a ban on speech that overtly promotes racism or insults a certain segment of the population. The draft legislation will require social media companies to remove any illegal speech within 24 hours of it being flagged by users. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.